Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is bright and sunny today, with comfortable temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Expect a pleasant day for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, in Haifa, it's slightly cooler but still inviting for a walk by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, from I-24 News, just in, day four of the Ayatollah's funeral ceremony is underway in Iran's holy city of Qom at Jamkaran Mosque. The U.S. accuses Iran of firing missiles at commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that Iran fired missiles at commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Two vessels were damaged, but no casualties have been reported. This comes amid rising tensions after stalled U.S.-Iran talks. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, earlier today, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Michael Leiter, revealed that Israel is promoting an early formulation of a full peace agreement with Lebanon. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reports from earlier today that Hamas has dissolved its Gaza government. A new peace board will judge progress by actions, not promises, as Israel calls the move spin. And finally, JNS highlights from earlier today the growing concern about the Democratic Party in the U.S. The prospects for two Pennsylvania Democrats suggest a shift that could impact Israel-U.S. relations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amichai Stein, a foreign affairs reporter, posted just minutes ago that Iranian state television claims the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps attacked a Qatari gas tanker near the coast of Oman in the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Belaz News is reporting a dramatic intensification of speculation over the health of former Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Unconfirmed claims suggest he may be brain dead, though no official sources have verified this. And from Al Arabiya English, an analyst notes that the absence of Mojtaba Khamenei from his father's funeral has fueled speculation about his role and influence in Iran. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the situation in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. officials have accused Iran of firing missiles at commercial ships, sparking further tensions in the region. This incident, reported by Ynet, underscores the fragile state of U.S.-Iran relations following unsuccessful talks. The potential for military escalation remains high, affecting global oil markets and regional stability. Turning to the Israeli initiative with Lebanon, as reported by Israel Hayom, Israel's ambassador to the U.S. has announced steps towards a full peace agreement with Lebanon. This initiative signals a significant diplomatic effort to stabilize borders and improve relations. A successful agreement could reshape regional alliances and promote long-term peace. Meanwhile, the dissolution of the Gaza government by Hamas, detailed by the Australian Jewish News, marks a significant political shift. The new peace board's focus on action rather than promises suggests a change in strategy. However, Israel remains skeptical, viewing the move as a strategic ploy rather than a genuine attempt at peace. The outcome could influence future negotiations and regional security. On the economic front, first, from Globes, we learned that Silicom is Israel's best-performing Wall Street stock. The company, based in Kfar Saba, saw its share price rise by 226% in the first half of 2026. This highlights the strength of Israel's tech sector on the international stage. Separately, in a rare public statement, Bank Hapoalim CEO Yadin Antebi has identified the next growth engines for the bank, as reported by Israel Hayom Business. These sectors are expected to drive economic expansion in the coming years, promising robust development for Israel's financial landscape. And finally, CTech reports that Israeli startup Tracer has launched with $25 million in funding. The company is focusing on developing autonomous systems for underground military operations, indicating a strategic pivot towards innovative defense technologies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.